It is the final segment of the show on Friday. That means this time of year we talk with the United Way Executive Director. Amber Killaway every Friday gives an update on the Fond du Lac Area United Way Fund Drive, and she is in the studio along with Ryanna Zuliger, who's the prevention educator with ASTOP, a sexual assault prevention organization in Fond du Lac. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure having you on the show. So the Fund Drive's been up and running now for a couple of months.
Up and running.
How's it going? How's it going?
It's going well. It really is. We're actually heading out to Holiday Automotive, so a big shout out to them this morning to accept a check. They met and I think actually exceeded their goal, so you have to watch Facebook for an announcement about that. But yeah, company campaigns are coming in. We have a leadership event next week. If you are compelled by the stories and our guests that we've had come in these last couple of weeks, we'd love for you to give to United Way. We still need your help. We're just about 50% of our $770,000 goal. You can go right to our website at fdlunitedway.org or give us a call, 921-7010.
All right. Before we talk with Ryanna, what's Fondy?
So Giving Tuesday, that is coming up on December 3rd this year. We have 30 local health and human service organizations throughout the community coming in. Thelma is our gracious host again this year. This is the second time we've done this, Greg, working with agencies. And it's an alternative giving fair, essentially. So you would go there and you'll be able to see 30 agencies. ASTOP actually is one of our agencies. Talk to them and then make an alternative gift. So instead, Greg, of getting you know, that scarf, maybe that sweater that you don't really need, maybe you don't like it. You could give a gift to ASTOP, I could give a gift to ASTOP rather in honor of you and a Merry Christmas. So it's a great way to be philanthropic. It's a great way to learn about a number of agencies, what they do, maybe some volunteer opportunities within the agency. So come on out and see us 4:30 to 7:30 on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd.
All right. ASTOP is one of the member United Way member agencies. Ryanna Zuliger, as I mentioned, is the prevention educator. What does the prevention educator do?
I spend a lot of time out in the community as well as in the schools working to prevent sexual assault in our community and really educate about what to do if it happens. What's unfortunate is that we can't always prevent 100% because we know that people will choose to make poor decisions and illegal decisions for that matter. But by educating about our services from 4K all the way on up through high school and college, we're able to educate those children about who they can talk to, what they might feel like if they're being assaulted, you know, those inside feelings of early warning signs, butterflies in your stomach, and then connecting them with their trusted adults or agencies like us so that they can receive counseling, case management, and any other services that they may need.
When you go in and you talk to high school kids, how does that conversation go?
Usually it's a lot more based on our services because they fully understand what sexual violence might look like in their communities. So we need to remember that sexual violence is not only like very brutal physical sexual assaults, but it also includes sexual harassment. So verbal, visual, physical, sexual harassment, things through technology. A lot of the times that's what we're seeing with our high school populations. So we're educating about that, you know, educating them that that's not appropriate to do. So we do step in and do that prevention work there. Because students, you know, as their brains are developing, they make impulsive decisions. They're not always thinking about what effect that their actions might have. So we're really educating about what's appropriate, what's not, and then what to do if they do see those inappropriate things taking place.
Are you surprised even when high school kids or even younger kids tell you that they have been victims?
It's not so much a surprise anymore as like I recognize that this is happening. I think when I first started, I've been with ASTOP just over 2 years. So I was a little bit more surprised when I first started that these things really truly are happening in our communities. But now I would say that it's more so a part of our lives that we really need to work on talking about, because that's part of the issue as well, is that when we don't talk about things like sexual abuse and sexual assault, it becomes this taboo, covered up subject that no one feels they can come forward about. So I feel a little bit of like secondhand empowerment from people when they're coming forward to me.
So what do you tell those kids?
I tell them, thank you so much for sharing with me. I believe you. And then try my best to connect them with other safe resources, like counseling, our crisis line, or their school counselors or other trusted adults at school or family. Unfortunately, sometimes, well, 90% of the time, we know that kids know the person that assaulted them or abused them. So it can be difficult for them to want to talk to people who know their abuser. So maybe it's safer for them to talk to a teacher or counselor at school.
There's a statistic that says how many times does a child have to tell somebody before they're believed?
Between 5 and 7 times.
Shocking. Completely shocking.
So would your position exist if you didn't receive United Way funding?
Not in the capacity that I am. We are so grateful and so glad to have this funding because it allows me to do prevention work full time. There's, you know, sexual assault prevention providers or sexual assault service providers, rather, all across the state, and very few of them have full-time prevention educators. So from the United Way, we're able to have my position, which, you know, it's great that we can provide prevention, you know, in all aspects of the state. But I think we're really blessed to have, you know, this full-time position because there are, you know, 10 elementary schools in Fond du Lac alone, in Fond du Lac, like the city, not even just the county. So yeah. There's a lot of work to be done, and we're always trying to reach and grow to more places as well.
Ryanna Zuliger, prevention educator with ASTOP, a United Way member agency, United Way Executive Director Amber Killaway. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.